listener production.
Morning, I'm Sean Maynard with your Adelaide News Briefing. After 28 years, Dominic Perry has been found guilty of the infamous NCA bombing in Weymouth Street. A court this morning has convicted the now 65-year-old over the deadly blast that killed Detective Sergeant Jeffrey Bowen and injured lawyer Peter Wallace in 1994. Perry had long been a suspect in the case but had never been convicted until today. Prospect Road's been closed after a car struck a pedestrian this morning. Police were called to the scene just after 8 this morning. The road remains closed between Regency Road and Livingston Avenue. Tributes today for the man fondly referred to as the godfather of South Australian football. Neil Curley died when his car smashed through a fence while towing a trailer for firewood near Walker Flat yesterday. The boy from Barmer was an instrumental and influential figure as a player, captain, coach, winning 4 premierships with a career that spanned 5 different footy clubs. Knuckles was also a sought-after figure in the media for his honest and sometimes brutal football insights, but never lost his wit.
Knuckles, thanks for your time on the Sunday morning. Did we wake you up?
Oh, yeah, I just got out of bed. Yeah, bullshit, I've been up for about 4 hours.
Neil Curley was 88. All to Wimbledon with Novak Djokovic proving too good for Aussie Tanasi Kokkinakis. John Isner has knocked Andy Murray out in their second round match. The Americans showing a humble sign after the clash.
I am most definitely not a better tennis player than Andy Murray. I might have just been a little bit better than him today. It was an incredible honour to play him on this court in front of this crowd.
And Australia pick up the bat at 3 for 98 when day 2 of the first test begins later today in Sri Lanka, trailing the locals by 114 runs. And we'll have some selections from the Crows and Power by the end of the day as they size up their lists for round 16. The Dogs and Lions have a score to settle in Thursday night footy tonight. And Formula One champion Nelson Piquet has apologised for comments made about Lewis Hamilton, but denies he had racist intent.
Listener.